Hey, Elevens, how are you? It is Queen Cooley. Thank you so much for being here. If it's your first time, I'm Queen Cooley. I am your guide. I am an activator, and I am here to help you with your soul purpose. And if you've been here before and you've been following me, thank you so much for coming back. I really appreciate it. And I am going to be rolling out the universal spiritual laws for you all. And the first one is almost ready to go. So as soon as that's ready, I will put it up for you. And today I wanted to give you just a little bit about that, but also I had a download that I wanted to read to you because I believe that it will help a lot of you. And I've been talking with clients and just getting so many messages that people are really having a difficult time. You know, the world, no matter where you live, things are not great. There's a great time of unrest. And a lot of people are looking outward and not inward. And all of the answers are within you, not outside of you. So I just want to encourage you to look within instead of outside, right? Because, you know, when people that, you know, anybody does a video, we're doing it for the masses, right? It's not singularly towards you. So if you get something out of it, that's great. But sometimes you don't because it's for the masses and it doesn't align with you. So in that instance, if you're having trouble and you feel stuck, look within. And then if you need help, you know, reach out to someone. You can reach out to me. I'll leave the email below. You can let me know if you need help, because that's pretty much what I do, is help people get unstuck, because nobody can see all of their own stuff. Even I can't see what stops me. So everybody needs help. Everybody needs a coach. Everybody needs a shaman, if you will, to help them get unstuck. But the first law that I'll be rolling out is the law of attraction. And I know a lot of people are going to be rolling their eyes at this. I myself did not see the secret. I was not interested in any of that stuff that they put out about the law of attraction because it wasn't complete. But basically, what you need to know is that which you think about is what you attract, right? So if you're feeling poor, you cannot attract prosperity. It just defies the law. So to really have what you want in life, you need to resonate with what you're wanting. So you have to actually be it before you can have it. And that's the key, especially with the law of attraction. So I'll be sending out a lot of information on this. I will put a video out, and then if you want to learn more, there'll be another video as well as journal prompts and a meditation towards it. So that will help you. But today, I wanted to give you some encouragement from a download that I received, and it was no boundaries. And this is what they had told me to give to you. Push past your perceived boundaries and play with your future. Put yourself in the prisons of your own making. Your prisons are not real, they are all illusions. Think of what you want to do and make it happen. Let nothing stop you. Once you get on the way to greatness and on your spiritual path, you'll be sent precious ascended masters and guides to help you. Your power and your strength grow. Aligned action will be your best and correct friend, for taking any action will not bring you the results that you seek. It must be aligned and perfect for you. If you are afraid or feel unready, wake up. It's so funny. They don't say, well, think about it. They're like, no. If you feel afraid or unready, wake up. The world needs your light. Do not worry if you have not learned enough or are not an expert. All you need to do is say what's in your heart. Now to the subject of fear. The only thing you should fear is God, Spirit, the creator of all. Fear is a weapon used against all mankind to keep you stuck and in place, leaving you to feel lost and without a way forward. This is a lie and an illusion. Fear keeps you stagnant and you will not move forward, even when all the signs say to go forth. Surrender to your fear. That is the key. I'll say it again. Surrender to your fear. That is the key. Turn and face it. It will then appear smaller and you will be able to surrender to it. And once that surrender takes place, all of the fear's grip fully is relinquished and you are back in control. You have been taught to run and to sweep it under the rug. You can only do this for so long. Let it go by surrendering it. Surround yourself with magical masters. Realize you are truly capable of so much more than you know. Bring your quiet gifts into the light for all to see and let them in, right? And just do what is being asked of you. That's the thing. And for so long, so many of us have just, you know, listened to and hesitated because of our own fears of being judged and our self-worth being low. These are untruths. You are a child of the Most High, right? If you could see yourself as the divine sentient being that you are, and know that you are surrounded by protectors, totem animals, your ancestors that are all helping you move forward, even if you're scared, even if you feel unready to go forth, and then everything will follow after that. Success will follow because you're being obedient. And even if you're not ready, you're making the right moves and everything will be okay. It doesn't matter what they think because we don't even know who they are, right? So this is also me letting everyone know that I'm going to be doing the same thing. It's not just you guys out there, right? I have to do what I say is good advice for you, because if I don't, I'm a hypocrite. So I have to do the same thing. I have to move forward and release the fears that I have, just like you do. Really and truly, we are here for such a short time that we all need to just do what we're here to do, right? I have a special gift, and that is speaking in tongues. It's also called light language. And I'm just going to do a little bit for you right now. And if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, you can shut it off. It's just a little bit, but it is the oldest language, I am told. Trust me when I tell you that all the animals know it, all of humans know it, and it is for your healing, your ultimate healing. All right. So I would just ask you to, let's just take, you know, two deep breaths together. And I want you just to think about your heart and expand your heart as big as you possibly can. So take a deep breath in, just expanding your heart as big as possible. And let it out. And then another big deep breath in, expanding your heart even bigger. And then let it out. And just think about your highest healing. We are here to help you move forward. We are your ascended guides and masters, and we want you to have no fear. Move forward. All will be provided for you. You are protected. You are loved. And we are here for you. And we want you to move forward. This is the key to your happiness, to your prosperity. And there is nothing that the dark ones can ever do to you when you are moving in the light of spirit, of God, and of the creator of all. And they're saying, just let this seep into your heart and your mind, and you are protected, you are loved, you are a divine sentient being. And you are here for a reason, to shine your light for all. Okay, everyone, I hope this helped you. I'm sending you lots of love, lots of protection, and lots of happiness. If you want to work with me, email me and we'll go from there. And I hope you all have a wonderful day/night. Thanks so much.